Peg Langhammer pulls up a chair in a conference room at Day One, the organization she runs for survivors of sexual abuse. She is driving an amendment to Rhode Island's mandatory child abuse and neglect reporting law to make it clear that schools must report employees suspected of abusing students to the State Department of Children, Youth, and Families.
And this really came to light as a result of all of the St. George's cases, when St. George's interpretation of the statute was that they didn't have to investigate, they didn't have to report to DCYF, and so there was no investigation after many cases of alleged abuse.
Those cases include a former athletic director, a choir director, and a chaplain, all at the Episcopal St. George's boarding school. And while the school fired some employees accused of abuse, they never reported them to child welfare officials. After the scandal went public, another question emerged. Would DCYF investigate a school if someone did report abuse? DCYF says no, that would be a matter for the police. And that worried advocates like Langhammer.
Concern with that is that people don't always want to go to the police first, and sometimes there needs to be an investigation, as we see in so many cases of child abuse, child sexual abuse. With DCYF getting involved early on, it can build a better case. It can determine whether or not there is enough to go forward with a legal case. The legal piece of it is not where people go first all the time.
In fact, Langhammer estimates that just 16% of all sexual assaults get reported to police. She was surprised when DCYF said it would not investigate inside a school, and so was the Rhode Island Attorney General.
For as long as anybody in this office can remember, going back over 30 years, our interpretation of the mandatory reporting statute is that it would cover schools and educators.
Amy Kemp is the spokeswoman for Attorney General Peter Kilmartin.
It's absolutely unfathomable, especially if you think that a school, particularly even say a boarding school, has a great deal of custodial responsibility of children.
The Attorney General may be right, but Langhammer decided not to wait for a court case to find out. She gathered a group of legislators and state officials to write schools into the mandatory abuse reporting statute.
We were as shocked as they were, but, you know, having said that, it's not okay to just let it be. You know, we felt, okay, if we can make it crystal clear, then let's do it.
If the bill passes, DCYF says it would give them new authority to investigate sexual abuse in public and private schools and homeschool settings. That's important because sexual abuse can be difficult to prosecute, and criminal courts require proof beyond a reasonable doubt. But DCYF uses a different standard. Jamia McDonald currently oversees the agency.
So we have preponderance of the evidence. So if an investigation ends up being indicated, which means there is a preponderance of the evidence that that action had occurred, it would be what we call indicated in our system.
So future employers would know the agency found strong evidence of sexual abuse, or that's the idea. But the database is available only to DCYF and its contractors, not schools and many other organizations that work with children. And there's another catch. DCYF says this proposed bill does not give them authority to investigate religious or civic organizations like the Boy Scouts. Those cases would still be referred to police.
He's waiting for an amendment, so I don't know if he's ready Wednesday or Thursday.
At the State House, in her office above the Senate chambers, Senate Majority Whip Mary Ellen Goodwin prepares for the final days of the legislative session. Goodwin sponsored the amendment adding schools to the mandatory child abuse reporting law, and she admits it's not perfect.
Each little step we take to try to protect our state's children is important, and I think that this is one of it, requiring DCYF to take action within 24 hours of a suspected sexual assault of a child. I think this is a beginning step. I mean, is this going to solve all the problems? No, it's not. Sadly, it's not.
It's a step that has support from advocates like Day One, the Attorney General's office, and child welfare officials. It's passed the Senate, but lawmakers have yet to take this bill up in the House. And the days of the General Assembly session are waning. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.